Tarzan and the Diamond of Usher. Leaving the jungle, Tarzan and his little party enter the volcanic region of Tuanbaka on their way to the forbidden city of Asher. A livid, gleaming death's head appears mysteriously to Magra and Darno and evaporates into thin air after speaking to them in a strange tongue. On the trail, Tarzan comes upon evidence of Helen Gregory, whom he believes has been captured by the Hessiharians. Then the ape man is attacked by a dinosaur, which he kills. During the early morning hours of Wolf's watch over their camp, he falls asleep, dreaming of the carved death's head masks. In the midst of his nightmare, he is awakened and stares up directly into two great gleaming eyes.
Help, Tarzan! Help!
Kara, silence. Arise and answer. Whence come ye and what seek ye here?
I'll answer that, Wolf. But I'll answer only to one who has the authority to question.
That authority is vested in me. I am Hakeru, chief of the warriors of Hesiheria. Who art thou?
I am Tarzan of the Apes.
Whence come ye, and what seek ye in the country of the Hesihair, Tarzan of the Apes?
I am from the jungle. I come to find a man and woman whom we believe are in our share.
Say ye, Tarzan, what's the matter?
Shut up, Nelson. You're in trouble.
Tarzan, who are you?
Quiet, Magra. Let Tarzan handle this.
Darno.
Is he Tarzan? Mon Dieu! What are these phantoms surrounding us?
These people with thee, Tarzan of the Apes, who are they?
My friends. They must not be harmed.
No harm shall come to them or to thee, but ye must come with me. Ye are awaited in Asher.
Asher? Then these
the
are...
The Hessiharians. And in Asher, we are expected.
I wonder who's been waiting for us.
I don't like this.
If only I could see their faces.
You will have that opportunity very soon, my friend. It is getting gray over there in the east.
Follow thy guide, Tarzan of the Apes. Ye are under the hand of Suten, Atef of Hesiheria. Take thy weapons and follow.
Come, Magra. Tome, the rest of you. These people apparently don't intend us any harm, but stay close together.
Keep, Tarzan. You are taking this thing coolly enough. I have seen you act very differently under similar circumstances.
No harm has been offered us, Darno. Not one of our party has been so much as touched. And we are going to our share.
Tarzan is right, Lieutenant Darno. This is the quickest and simplest way to reach our destination as prisoners.
We can hardly be called prisoners, Magra. Let us say that we are under escort. We have not been deprived of our weapons, my child.
Well, even so, I don't like the smell of things. Have you noticed how absolute silently these fellows move? Not a sound, not a whisper. Just like shadows.
Cré, mais oui. Now that you speak of it, Wolf, they move as silently as...
As Tarzan, Lieutenant Darno?
Thank the Lord it pinned that thing light. Pretty soon we see what... By ye! Look, Wolf!
Hey, Larson. Look at what? Oh, Himmel, ja! Oh, they are not human, Tarzan. Those things that have captured us are skeletons. Look!
Steady, Wolf.
Oh, Tarzan! I am afraid!
There's nothing to be afraid of, Margaret. Don't let your nerves get jumpy.
By Wotan, these fellas got faces just like the masks carved on the rocks in the tunnel. By Jiminy, I wish I was back in Bunga.
Yeah, Nelson, so do I.
Did you notice, Darno, the leader of our escort speaks very good English?
Miritom, AOC, he uses the old familiar form of address. I wonder what language they speak. The leader has not given a single word of command or addressed any one of his followers.
We shall no doubt learn that soon enough. And I hope, Wolf, that you are no longer worried about our getting into our share.
Nein, but what I'm worried about now is, how are we going to get out?
The time to worry about that is when we try it. We ain't in yet.
From a dull gray, the heavens in the east begin to show crimson and yellow pennants, streaking the blue-black sky with the forerunners of sunrise. Darno stares at the forms and features of their escort, beginning now to become visible. 30 men, all with the faces of death. Their grinning, awesome features are surmounted by a mop of long, coarse, black hair falling to their shoulders. Long, voluminous white robes completely cover their silently moving figures. With an odd feeling of relief, the Frenchman realizes that what he had at first assumed to be the true features of this ghost-like company are merely cleverly constructed masks effectually concealing the faces of the wearers.
Tarzan.
Yes?
Do you see? Those faces are masks.
I know it. Tom has already made the discovery. Akeru.
Yes, Tarzan of the Apes.
Has a woman been brought to our share lately, known as Helen Gregory?
Strangers from the outer world be unwelcome in the city of Asher.
Then Elaine and her brother are not... Oh, Tarzan, where can she be? We must...
Tarzan did not ask if strangers were welcome in Asher, Hakeru. He asked if Helen Gregory is there.
I know not of such a woman. How art thou named?
I am called Atantom.
Thou art then a chief in thy country?
A chief?
In the language of the Hezi Hair, Atan has the meaning of chief. I am the Atan Hakeru.
Then your language is that of Egypt?
I know nothing of Egypt. I speak the language of the Hezi Hair.
But, Elaine Gregory, she must be in Asher.
I have told ye I know not of it.
And her brother, Brian Gregory.
Ask thy questions of Suten, Atef of the Hezi Hair.
But where can she be, then? And Brian...
Enough, Magra. The man cannot or will not answer.
How do we enter your city, Hakeru?
Over the rim of the Tuenbaka.
And you say we are expected in Asher?
Ye are awaited.
By whom?
Suten, Atef of the Hezi Hair, and his queen, Tira, daughter of the sun.
But how did they know we were coming?
Suten sees and knows all.
One more question, Atan Hakeru. Where did you learn English?
From my father, the Atan Smetu, who was chief of our warriors before me. Peace now. I may answer no more of thy question.
Atan Hakeru, Atan Tom. Strange, Tom, that you should be called Atan.
But I called your attention to that, Tarzan, after your first meeting with Monsieur Tom in the hotel at Loango.
Yes, and it means chief in the Hesaharian tongue. And so you told me, Darno, in Egyptian.
And so it does, I believe. The name, or title, if you will, was handed down from my ancestors. My forefathers were all named Atan. They were chiefs of my native land.
Then you are an Arab, Monsieur Tom?
I am an Egyptian, Lieutenant Darno.
Oh, I see.
At the pace that fellow Hakeru is setting, we will arrive at the foot of that black mountain before nightfall. I'm still wondering how we are going to get over the rim.
From here, it looks almost straight up. I hope we don't have to climb.
You expressed the wish to know what sort of people we would find here, Lasson?
A lot?
You have found out?
Yeah, sure. I've been satisfied. It's the Dutchman who've been wandering now.
Tom, is there anything you can find out about that diamond from Hakeru?
It were wiser, my friend, to leave the question of the father of diamonds until we are in our share. I have been thinking of something else.
But?
Listen... Hakeru.
Atan Tom.
In the outer country, there is a tale of great talking apes who live in Asher. Is the story true?
The great hairy men of A'au who speak are the guardians of Ma'at-Shu.
Ma'at-Shu? Who is that?
In thy language, It is the Eye of the Sun, the Father of Diamonds.
Ah, you hear, Tom?
These great men of A'au, as you call them, what language do they speak?
None but the priests of Ma'at-Shu and the Atef, Suten, understand the language of A'au.
These guardians of the Father of Diamonds, I suppose they are big fellows, yeah?
You may perhaps in due time judge that for yourselves.
And so, Wolf, your questions are answered.
Look, Tarzan, what is that straight line running up this side of the mountain? It is so far I cannot see.
Two parallel lines of metal. Brass, I believe. What it's there for, I don't know.
It is the track of the Sanut, which will carry ye to the rim.
With the sinking of the sun behind the distant horizon, Tarzan and his friends and their strange, phantom-like escort arrive abruptly at the end of the roadway. Beyond, towering several thousands of feet above the surrounding rocky plain, the almost perpendicular walls of the Mountain of Sunrise thrust their formidable black ramparts high into the darkening sky.
That box-like thing with the wheels of a juggernaut and the metal prow like a vessel, are we to be carried up in that?
Yeah, and I don't like the feel of this business. Everything's going too smooth to suit me. I would like better if we had to fight our way through. Och, to mein lieber Himmel! Look! Look what's coming down from that cliff!
By Buddha, a serpent. Never have I seen such a monster as that.
Sacre! And it is going to attack Hakeru!
Hakeru! Above you! Look out!
From the cliff wall, directly above and behind Hakeru, who is well in advance of the party and their escort, a huge python-like reptile drops down upon great widespread wings to land on the rocky floor within a few feet of the Hesiharian. Its coal black body is over 20 feet long, 12 to 18 inches through the middle between the web-like wings. It flashes toward Hakeru. Great black coils enfold him in a crushing embrace. The long, narrow head with its dead black eyes moves back. The mouth opens, disclosing dagger-like fangs inwardly curved. Hissing loudly, the loathsome monster begins to tighten its gigantic coils about the body of the helpless man. The head stops swaying, in preparation to strike.
By the gods of Hare, it is a winged Arbat. I am doomed.